So it's an extremely great pleasure for me to be back here at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Golokananda, Sri Sri Gaurinitya, Sri Giriraj Maharaj, to be here at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and to be with all the devotees of Phoenix Yatra. This is a great, extremely great pleasure to be back with you all again. So tonight, we're going to go to Vrindavan without ticket, without visa, and no security check. And first step to get to Vrindavan is to get the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. Because only by mercy of Guru and Vaishnava we can enter into the field of bhakti. Just like Lord is told by His own lotus mouth in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadekshandite Gyanam Gyaninas Tattva Darshana. That if you want to know the truth, you have to approach the wise and bona fide spiritual master. And how do you approach? Pariprasnena. Prashna means, you all know, it means a question. Here it says Pariprasnena. That you should get all of your questions answered. You should get all of your doubts answered. And we should not be afraid of doubts. Prabhupada said, doubt is a sign of intelligence. We should be afraid of not asking questions about our doubts. That's what we should be afraid of. Because doubts are actually the food for our faith. What did I say? Doubts are the food for our faith. Because if we have some doubt, and we approach the Guru or Senior Vaishnava, and he satisfies our doubt, then our faith will grow. So don't be afraid of having doubts, be afraid of not revealing your doubts. Because then your faith will grow and grow. So to honor the spiritual master, we'll start with a very beautiful bhajan. This is in Brijbhasa language. Have the song sheets?
Yeah.
We have a few song sheets few people can share. But it's very simple. You learn the refrain in 2 seconds and sing with us.
Yes.
You have to show which one?
Which song?
Sri Guru.
Oh, okay. Not everyone.
I love you.
For a small child to say a very complicated word like darshan, very difficult. So they say darasan. So Krishna's also bachakavasha. Hari bhaktam ke darasan. To get darshan of pure devotee, very, very rare. And I was just thinking of wonderful pastime of Srila Prabhupada, the most wonderful of the Hari Bhakts. It was personally told to me by Jamuna Devi Dasi, rest her soul. Because I was temple president of Portland, Oregon, in the northeast of the United States for 4 or 5 years. And at that time, Jamuna was also living in Oregon. And she was having the installation of her deities, Raja Vana Vihari. The Vihari, the forest, who's always enjoying in the forest, Raja Vana Vihari. It was a little bit south of Portland, so we went there, and she told us, personally told us, so many wonderful stories. So she told about the first time they went to Calcutta, maybe way back in 1970, when Prabhupada was still called Swamiji. And one day, Prabhupada was very excited. He said, my sister's coming, because nobody knew Pishima before this day. And Prabhupada told Jamuna, you have to cook very nicely. And you have to cook this and this and this, and you have to cook it like this and this and this. Prabhupada told her exactly how to cook, what to cook, how to cook it. And Prabhupada went in the kitchen and cooked everything himself. Jamuna was just tagging along behind, assisting. So then Prabhupada's sister came. She doesn't know a word of English, only Bengali. And they were in the next room, and she had nice silver talis and silver katoris, and she laid out the plates very nicely and brought them in, placed them before Prabhupada and Pishima. And Prabhupada and Pishima were chattering away in Bengali. With Bengalis, they cannot digest without chattering. I know, because when I used to live in the Brahmacharya Ashram in Vrindavan Temple, the next door room was all the Bengali pujaris, and after putting the deities to rest, they would come with all their plates and Mahaprasad, and Pundrik and I couldn't get to rest because the Bengalis were chattering away, eating their prasad. So they were just chattering and chattering, and Jamuna kept coming in and filling up the katoris, and Prabhupada was eating with grief. He ate so much prasad and he became quite intoxicated. You know what, on Sunday feast, sometimes you eat too much, you become a little funny. So Jamuna came in, and Prabhupada had taken all the silver katoris and piled them up in a big tall tower. And Jamuna came in and said, Swamiji, you want something more? And Prabhupada said, I'm a good boy, I have finished everything. With the last katori, he hit the bottom of the whole stack and the whole thing crashed down on the plate with a big noise. And Jamuna went, oh, Swamiji. And your sister, does she want something more? And Prabhupada looked at his sister and he smiled at her, and she smiled back. And Prabhupada said, because she doesn't understand in English, she is so fat, if you give her anything more, she will explode. And Prabhupada smiled at Pishima, and Pishima smiled at him. And Prabhupada said, when I was young, I used to climb on her back and pull on her pigtails. And Prabhupada smiled at Pishima, and Pishima smiled at him, and said, a word was going on. So these are the wonderful pastimes of Hari Bhakt, pure devotee of the Lord. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, we want to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So we have a very beautiful song. Also in Vrishbhasana, this is Vrishbhasana night. Because most of our songs about Lord Chaitanya, they're all in the Bengali. But this one happens to be in Vrishbhasana. And very simple. Vrishbhasana, also beautiful Vrishra. Thank you.
I'm
Just like the little children, they just hate to take medicine. So all the companies, they put sugar on the outside or sugar inside. Now suppose I'm suffering from diabetes. That medicine will be poison for me. It is a good medicine, recognized by the government, recommended by doctors, made by a bona fide company, but for me it is poison. I need a medicine that's appropriate for my disease. So this little word is there, kalua. That all these processes are yoga, karma, gyan, karma, gyan, jnana, gyan. All these things are there, but in this Kali Yuga they will not be so effective. This is the most effective. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, simply chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name. So this is not narrow-minded, this is intelligence. So once we get mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and we chant the holy name, then we can go to Vrindavan. So just to take us to Vrindavan, we have very beautiful bhajan. Also Vishvasa bhajan. We have bhajan Vrindavan Sukhakani?
Four of the pages, not the only one. Yeah, a few pages have happened.
Some people have, some people. But it's very simple. The refrain is very easy, you'll learn it in 2 seconds. Chant it. Tirade Prajnanamana Sukhakari Tirade So Brajajan means the residence of Braj. Brajajan man, we heard, means heart. Sukhakari, who delights the hearts of all of the Vrishvasis. Radhe Shyam, Shama Shyam. Sri Radhe, Brajajan man, Sukhakari, Radhe, Thank you. just pulls our heart straight to Braj, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just pulls our heart straight to Braj. And this was written by one Punjabi sadhu named Narayan Swami. How many people have been to Kustom Sarovar? Most of you. So you know beside Kustom Sarovar there's Uddhav Mandir. Did you ever see Uddhav Mandir?
Yeah.
Behind Uddhav Mandir is the samadhi of Narayan Swami. Mm-hmm. He was very, very renowned sadhu. Hardly ate anything. He never took money from anybody. And he wrote so many beautiful bhajans. One day we just happened to be visiting Kustom Sarovar. And a group of merchants from Mathura had come because it was the appearance day of Narayan Swami. We didn't even know. We just accidentally were there. Then they asked me to sing this song for them. Mm-hmm. And that time the samadhi was broken, so I gave my good friend Uddha Bihari Sharma, I gave him some money. He said, "You fix the steps." So this is a very beautiful song written by Narayan Swami. Therefore, the last line says, Narayana Balihari. And Kustom Sarovar is a very special place on the side of Govardhan. Actually, it's also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. After Mahaprabhu discovered Radhakund and Shyamakund, then Chaitanya Charitamrita says that next he went to Suman Sarovar. Chaitanya Charitamrita has written Suman Sarovar. But Kustom and Suman both mean flowers. Because in this place, there used to be so many beautiful flower gardens. So Radharani and her sakis, they will go there to pick flowers, to make garlands, to meet Krishna and Radhakund. Radhakund is just a little ways away. It's hardly 2 kilometers away from Kustom Sarovar. So sometimes Krishna would come there and he'd say, "Hey, what are you girls doing, stealing these flowers?" Hare Krishna. He fainted just hearing it. "What are you girls doing stealing these flowers?" And Radharani said, "We come here every day, nobody ever stopped us." And Krishna, "Just because you're doing something wrong and nobody caught you doesn't make it right." "Today I've caught you because King Kamadev sent me to find out who's stealing flowers from his garden. This garden belongs to King Kamadev, and now I found out that you're a great thief." And Radharani said, "How dare you call me a thief?" He said, "Yes, you're a big thief. Just see." Then it becomes very long pastime. Even I don't know all the parts of this pastime. He said, "The beauty of your eyes has been stolen from the lotus petals of Braj. The beauty of your nose has been stolen from the sesame flowers of Braj. The beauty of your lips has been stolen from the bimba fruits of Braj. The beauty of your teeth has been stolen from the jasmine buds of Braj. The beauty of your hair has been stolen from the clouds over Braj. The beauty of your nails has been stolen from the moon over Braj." And it just, the pastime goes on and on and on and on, and Krishna explains how Radharani has completely plundered the beauty of his Braj. She's a big thief. One time, Rani was there at Kustom Sarovar, and she was picking flowers in her little baskets. And she saw in the tree there was a very beautiful flower, but it's too tall. She couldn't reach. So then she jumped. Ching! All her bangles and ankle bells went ching! 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 But she couldn't reach to that flower. So all right, forget it. Then she turned her back and began picking flowers in another area. Meanwhile, Brijananandan Shamsundar, he was watching from the bushes. When Radharani turned her back, then he ran and climbed up that tree and put his foot on that branch, so that branch came down a little bit low. So Radharani's picking flowers. She turned around. She saw that flower. Looks like almost in reach. So she set her basket down. And she reached up and she grabbed the end of that branch and she pulled that flower down and she went to pick it, and Krishna took his foot away. And she went screaming. She went screaming up into the tree. And suddenly a gallant young lad appeared on the scene to save our young damsel in distress. Like this, there's millions and millions of pastimes in Kustom Sarovar. This is a very beautiful place. It was originally excavated in the 1700s by one king called, I forgot his name, but he was the Maharaja of Orcha. One place in Madhya Pradesh is called Orcha. If you go there, you'll find it is a little palace. In the palace, there's a tiny little room, little Ram Mandir. That was the queen was the devotee of Ram. And beside the palace, there's a huge temple of Krishna, because the king, he was the devotee of Krishna. But somehow the queen's mandir is more popular than the king's mandir. But huge places there. Just to give you an idea of what types of kings used to walk on the face of this earth, the Maharaja of Orcha went to Vishramgat in Mathura. And he sat on a scale, not like you have in your bathroom at home, but like when you go to buy your fruit in Vrindavan, the big scale. And these guys were not ordinary people. If you go to the city palace, city museum in Jaipur, in the Jaipur palace, you can see the pajama pants of Sawai Madhu Singh. And they stretch from the corner of that table to the corner of this chair. Of course, there's a string and it pulls them in, but you can get some idea. He used to eat 5 kilos of chapatis and 3 kilos of milk for breakfast. You don't want to hear about lunch. So these kings were not ordinary people. He sat on the scale and he had his ministers put gold coins on the other side of the scale. You just imagine it today's price, huh? And when that gold weighed just as much as the body of the king, he gave that in charity to all the temples and Brahmins of Mathura. Such types of kings were there walking on the face of the earth before. So he originally excavated this place, made a nice sarovar, fixed it up a bit with some steps. Then there was one king in the Braj area named Mahan Singh, who managed, it was just a bunch of groups of, they were just like dacoits, all the different villages, but he united them together into a big army, Mahan Singh, and he was able to drive the Mughals out of Braj. He drove them all the way back to Delhi. In Delhi, although his army wasn't defeated, Mahan Singh was killed. So though they weren't defeated, they pulled back in sadness. They retreated in sadness. But his son, Jawaharlal Singh, he vowed that I will avenge the death of my father, and with the loot that I get from Delhi, I will build a beautiful monument at Kusum Sarovar. So he attacked the Mughals, and with all the loot he built, everybody, if you've not been to Kusum Sarovar, you've seen the picture. It's beautiful. Nobody can carve like that anymore. Even if you paid them double or triple, you still can't find anybody who can carve. So deep carving, where the base of the column is, there's little leaves. In between those leaves, you can stick your finger way inside, and it's carved back behind like that on both sides. Nobody does it. Beautiful archways. And inside, so many beautiful paintings are there, done with natural paints. And in the 40 years that I've been going there, I haven't seen them hardly fade. So this is Kusum Sarovar. Millions of pastimes. In fact, just across the street from Kusum Sarovar and down the ways, and off the road, you have to go in about a half a kilometer or so. There's a place called Narada Van or Narada Kund. And the sadhu who lives there, his name is Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu Sharan. It's like we put Das on the end of our name. There's a branch of Nimbarka Sampradaya. They put Sharan. It's like we know from Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharma Parichaya, Maam Ekam Sharanam. So to take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet or to become the Das, same thing. He's Dinabandhu Sharan. And just before I left for Malaysia, he pulled me aside and said, Baba, I'm getting old. I can't manage this place anymore because It was just a tiny little temple there. Now he's got a half-built, huge temple, half-built there. And first-class guest houses there, everything. And Goshala. He said, Baba, I'm tired of managing. I want to give this over to ISKCON. So if anybody's tired of living on a little island and you want to come and stay in Braj and manage, already guest houses there, temple is half-built. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Kund is there, beautiful Didi of Narad Muni is there. So you can see me after the lecture. Retire, become ISKCON Narada Kund. I think what happened was one time at Kusum Sarovar, Narad Muni was lamenting to Vrindadevi. Because now, in a couple of months, Kartik will come. So we know the Kartik, the Ras Purnima, the Rasa Lila, takes place in Vrindavan town. That is why that place has become famous as Vrindavan. Because actually the forest of Vrindavan stretches from the municipality that we now call Vrindavan all the way up to Nandagaon and includes Barsana and Govardhan. Huge forests there. But that particular place became known as Vrindavan because that is where Krishna's most famous Lila, Ras Lila, takes place. But in the springtime, the Ras Lila takes place on the side of Govardhan Hill. Vasant Ras is on the side of Govardhan Hill. So Narad Muni was lamenting to Vrindadevi. He wanted to go to the side of Govardhan and see the Ras Lila. But you may or may not know, but now you know, no male person can enter the Ras arena. No male person is allowed. So Narad Muni was lamenting. And Vrindadevi said, no problem. And she took Narad Muni by the hair and dumped him in the southeast corner of the Kund. And when she pulled him out, he had become a very beautiful gopi named Naradi. Just like in Atlanta, Georgia, we have a very wonderful god sister named Naradi, who sings very beautiful, many beautiful CDs, including Vrindadevi Astakam. She also sings. So he came out as a very beautiful gopi, Naradi. And he went to the side of Govardhan at Chandrasarovar, where the Ras Lila takes place. And there he got nice darshan of Ras Lila. And then when he returned to Kusum Sarovar, Vrindadevi took him in the northwest corner, opposite corner, dipped him in the Kund, and pulled him back out, and he became Narad Muni. So you may be wondering what Narad Muni is doing there in Braj. What happened was that one time he appeared there and he began to glorify Lord Krishna with so many beautiful prayers. And Krishna was very pleased. So he told Narad Muni, hey Narad, why don't you stay here and do your bhajan here in Kusum Sarovar? And Narad Muni said, but Prabhu, I'm cursed. I cannot stay any place for more than a few minutes. How I can stay here and do my bhajan? And Krishna said, hey Narad, that curse only is valid in the material world. This Brajadam is not part of the material world. Don't think that you simply bought a ticket at Emirates and you flew to Delhi and you took a taxi to Vrindavan. No. It's not part of India. It's not part of UPs. It is non-different from the spiritual world. So that curse has no effect here. That curse has no effect. So therefore Narad Muni, he made it there across the street from Kusum Sarovar at Naradavan, in Naradakund, he made his little bhajan kutir and he stayed there and did his bhajan. And Dina Bandusharan told me that this is the place where Narad Muni brought Kayadu. Anybody knows who is Kayadu? Oh, we have some Panditanis in the back there, huh? Nobody ever guesses this one. Kayadu was the mother of Prahlad Maharaj. Now I've never seen any Praman, Shastra Praman, but Dina Bandusharan is telling like that, and it must be true, Because Narad Muni couldn't have an ashram anywhere else because he's cursed, he can't stay anywhere. So he could only have an ashram in Braj. So this is a place where Kayadu came to Narad Muni's ashram. And she Narad Muni instructed Kayadu, but actually he was instructing Prahlad within the womb. It's very important. Ladies, when they're with child, they should read and chant very loudly so the child will get some benefit. Because Narad Muni said, though he was the son of such a great demon as Hiranyakashipu, by hearing the instructions of Narad Muni within the womb of his mother, he became the great devotee Prahlad. So this is the place. So, anyway, we just mentioned Radhakund is not far away from Kusumshram. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed Radhakund and Shamakund before the eyes of the world. Because all these places were lost. In fact, every place in Braj was lost. It's only by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu that we're able to see any of these places. Because he personally revealed Radhakund and Shamakund to the eyes of the world, and then he sent the six Gosamis to excavate all the lost places of Krishna's pastimes. So we're deeply indebted to Sriman Mahaprabhu. So anyway, in Madhya Lila, there's a description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Braj. And one place describes how he was seeing the beautiful trees and the deer were coming, the does and bucks together were coming to visit Mahaprabhu. And they were feeling, seeing his ecstatic praying, they were thinking, this is the same Brajendanandan Chamsundar. That place where those descriptions happen is known as Bahulavan. From Bahulavan, Mahaprabhu started heading towards Govardhan. He started heading toward Govardhan. And he was doing Prakama, just like when you go to Vrindavan, you also go on Prakama. So Mahaprabhu was also doing Prakama, but not like you. He didn't go by AC car and bus. He went by his 2 feet with his hands raised in the sky, chanting very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Totally lost in ecstasy, no external consciousness. His servant was guiding him along the path. And as they headed toward Govardhan, they came to a village. And when the servant asked, what is the name of that village? The villager said, this is Aritagram. As soon as the sound of Aritagram entered Mahaprabhu's ear, he immediately returned to his external consciousness. And he began to ask all the villagers, where's Radhakund and Shyamakund? Now, why hearing a Ritagram did Mahaprabhu think of Radhakund and Shyamakund? Because the original name of this place was Aristagram, where Krishna killed Aristasura, who came in the form of a bull. Now, we heard that Radhakund is a very sweet Madhurya Ras place. And Aristasura was a big demon. So, what is the connection between Aristasura, this big demon, and such a Madhurya Ras place? What happened was Krishna had just gotten dressed for doing Rasalila. He's dressed just like dancing actor Prabhupada says, Natavara. It's like here in Mauritius we have one godmother named Natavara. So Krishna was dressed just like dancing actor to do Rasalila with the gopis. They were that on the side of Govardhan Hill. When he got the news that this Aristasura was terrorizing the Vrishvasis, you thought this terrorism was a new thing, huh? This has been going on for at least 5,000 years. This was Arista bin Laden. He was tearing up the ground with his hooves, smashing the Vrishvasi houses with his horns. His tail was so tall he was swatting the clouds with his tail. By his roaring, the Vrishvasi ladies were having miscarriages. He took one look at Krishna, he pointed his horns and he charged. And Krishna flapped his arms, tightened his belt, and he grabbed Aristasura by the horns. He swung him around and around just by the centrifugal force. His life air came out of his body, and Krishna smashed him on the ground and stomped on him like a wet sponge, and passing stool and urine simultaneously, he went to the kingdom of death. So then Krishna, he dusted himself off a bit, all right. Now we can do Ras. And Radharani and the gopis said, how we can be associated with such a person as you? You've done a big pop. You know pop? Coca-Cola 7-Up, no. Pop means sin. You have done a big pop. You have killed a bull. And Krishna, I didn't kill a bull. That was a demon. And Radharani said, may have been a demon, but he was a form of a bull. So you've done a big pop. We can't be associated with such a person as you. And Krishna said, may have been in the form of a bull, but he was a demon. And Radharani said, well, we heard from Mother Purnamasi that one time Indra killed one demon. We remember Vitrasura from Srimad Bhagavatam, right? He was a Brahmin. He may have been a demon. He was a Brahmin. Indra got reaction. Remember, he had to go hide in the land of the lotuses for 1,000 years because this old lady with tuberculosis spitting coughing blood. She came chasing it. He got reaction. You remember from Srimad Bhagavatam. He got reaction. So then Krishna said, all right, what do I have to do to get free from this reaction? Then Radharani and all her sakis, they consulted one another. And they announced, you will have to take bath in all the sacred places of the universe. All the sacred places of the universe. And Krishna said, all right, that will take a long time. How I can be away from you girls for so long? I will call all the sacred places in one place and take my bath. And Radharani is like, oh, Shamsundar, don't try to fool us with your magic. We don't believe in your magic. Then Krishna went and he stomped his right foot into the ground and made a big, deep kund. Then he played on his flute and all the sacred places personified came there with folded hands. And he said, Seva Maharaj? And Krishna said, yes. You give your introduction. You chant your mantra, and you pour your water in my kund. So every place came forward, gave their introduction, chanted their mantra, and poured their water in Krishna's kund. And Krishna, without any words, he was indicating to the gopis, just see. Because when we have love, then we don't need words. When we're angry, although we're standing right in front of each other, we yell. We scream at each other when we're angry because our hearts have gone far away, so we have to scream and shout. But when we have love, then sometimes we just whisper, and sometimes without even any words. So Krishna, without any words, he was showing the gopis. See, I told you, they're coming. So everyone came, gave their introduction, chanted their mantra, poured their water in Krishna's. But this went on for a long time, almost to the midnight. Then Krishna Chandra, he took his bath in the Kund. After taking his bath, he invited Radharani and Sakis, you come in the water, we'll have Jalakeli, water pastimes. And Radharani and Sakis said, this water is contaminated with your sin. How we can come in this water? We're going to make our own Kund. So then, on the other side, there was a place where Rishasura had dug his hoof into the ground. So Radharani broke her golden bangle. Golden bangle means kankan. And she began to dig. And all the sakis broke their kankans and they began to dig. You can go on YouTube and type in kankan kund or kangan kund. And you can see the... It was in 2010, we did the cleaning of Radhakund and Shyamakund. And that original Kankan Kund, it's way down below, I believe, and you see how many steps down and how far down, it's unbelievable. In 1987, I saw Kankan Kund, I got darshan, and in 2010, I got darshan of Kankan Kund. Both times they did the cleaning, two times I got darshan. So when their kund was finished, then Krishna Chandra came and said, your kund is very beautiful, but there's no water in it. And Radharani said, we're going to bring water from Manasi Ganga. We'll get gold and silver water pots and millions of gopis, one line coming, one line going, and we'll bring water pots and fill this kund with water from Manasi Ganga. Now Krishna Chandra, he doesn't like to see the Radharani or the gopis doing any work. He can't bear to see a bead of perspiration come on Radharani's brow. So he immediately signaled to all those sacred places personified. And they all became one person. And they went before Srimati Radhika and they began to offer so many prayers. And Radharani said, what do you want? And they said, we thought that the perfection of life was to be associated with the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because when Krishna took bath in all the hole in the water of all the holy places, he became purified, right? Yes? No, yet. Nahi. All the holy places became purified because Krishna bathed in them. This is just a leela to purify all the holy places. But then they said, but now seeing your divine, wonderful qualities, we can understand the real perfection of life is to be at your lotus feet. So what do you want? So we want to come in your kund. So Radharani, she smiled at Sri Krishna. And she shook her head. And if you go to Radhakund, there's a little white dome underneath that white dome. If you look carefully, you can see there's a hole between Shyamakund and Radhakund. All the water from Shyamakund came into Kankankund. And that happened exactly at the stroke of midnight. So every year on Kartik, on the Bahulashtami night, Krishna Paksha Ashtami, first Ashtami of Kartik, thousands and thousands and tens of, not just thousands, tens of thousands of people. In fact, I stopped going, it became too crowded. Last time I went, we stood for 1 hour before we couldn't even get down the steps. And then to get down the steps, because people were coming down, people were going up, it was a big mess. In the old days, it was a lot of fun. In fact, some years there's controversy about which date. So I always pick the date that's least popular. And then it's just like old days. We very peacefully take our bath and sit in the water and chant our prayers and very ecstatic. These old days were so ecstatic. The thousands out there wait on the side of the kund till the stroke of midnight. Then everybody goes in the kund and takes their bath and it becomes Hira Kund. You know Hira? You don't know Hira? Hira means diamond. Because government knows that tens of thousands of people are coming. So they put lights all around the place for safety. Now, tens of thousands of Brishbasis and Vaishnavas are taking bath in Radharani's kund. So her hairs are standing on end in the form of tiny little waves. And all those little waves are reflecting all the lights. So it looks like diamond kund, Hira kund. And the Ashtami moon will rise about 10 o'clock. So by midnight, it's just about there where that light is in the sky. When you're standing on the opposite side of the kund looking towards Krishna kund, then you see just half Ashtami moon, half moon, just there about where that light is, not up top, but just there. And beautiful diamond reflection is going on, beautiful place. So though Radhakund and Shyamakund are eternal, they have this pastime of appearance. Therefore, when Mahaprabhu heard this is a ritagram, he began to ask everyone, where's Radhakund and Shyamakund? But nobody could tell him. They were lost to the eyes of the world. But being the self-same Brijendananda and Shamsundar, Brijendananda and Ajay, Sati Sutta, Oyose. Now that Brijendananda and Shamsundar has come as the son of Mother Sashi. He's the same Brijendananda. He sat under a tamal tree and he saw there was two rice paddy fields. One was called Kali, black, and one was called Gori. He could understand this Kali, that was Shyamakund, and Gauri, that was Radhakund. So he went down to the paddy fields, whatever water was there, everyone was astonished. He took his bath and he chanted so many beautiful prayers. And now you can find those prayers in Chaitanya Charitamrita and learn them, they're very beautiful. Sava gopi haite Radha Krishna da prayasi, taite Radhakunda priya priyara sarasi. Sava gopi haite Radha Krishna da prayasa. Sava means all. Of all the gopis, Radha Krishna da prayasa. Radha Rani is most dear to Krishna. Taite Radha kunda priya priya rasarasi. In the same way, this lake, Sarasi, this lake known as Radhakund, is just as dear to Krishna as Radha. From Padma Purana. Yata Radha priya Vishnu stasya kundam priyam tata. Sarva gopishu saivaika Vishnu ratyanta balava. Yatha Radha priya Vishnu, just as Radha is dear to Vishnu or Krishna, tasya kundam priyam tata, this kund is just as dear to Krishna as Radha. Sarva gopishu saivaika, sarva we know means all, huh? Sarva gopishu saivaika, of all the gopis, ik sarvaika, there's one. Vishnu Ratyanta Balava. When we want to say the extremest, ultimate, mostest, then we use the word Atyant. And Balava means beloved. So the most belovedest of Krishna. Very beautiful one. Ekunde Nitya Krishna Radhika Rasange Jale Jale Keli Kori Tire Rasarange. Just by hearing the Sanskrit and Srila Prabhupada's books, it's Bengali, but anyway, just by hearing the Sanskrit, you can understand this verse. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita is just condensed, sweet, sweetest condensed rus. Even without knowing Sanskrit or Bengali, you can understand this verse, is it? Ekunde Nitya Krishna. Nitya, always Krishna. Radhikara Sange, in association of Radharani. You can follow that. E kunde nitya Krishna Radhikara Sange Jale. It's like when you come to Vrindavan, we say Pani, but when you go to Bengal, then they say Jol. And Jale means in the water. So Jale, Jalakeli. In the water, they did water pastimes. And Tire, we know Tire, because we sing every day, Jamuna Tira. Tira means bank. Not the ones that are ripping us off, but the bank of the river. Tire Rasarangi. You could follow it, huh? Without knowing Bengali even. Huh? So sweet, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekunde Nitya Krishna Radhika Rasange Jale Jale Keli Kore Tire Rasarangi. Ekunde Se Ek Bara Kore Snana Tanarada sama prema krishna kore dana. Say kunde, and this kun say, ekunde say, if somebody ek bar kore snan, you can figure that one out, snan yet. If somebody one time take this bath, Tanarada sama prema krishna kore dana. When you go to Radhakund, so many pandas will come to take dan from you, charity. They'll immediately come, oh, their rupee is double ours, all right. So they immediately come to take charity. But Krishna is giving charity. Radha, what charity? Radha Sama. We heard this word Sama before in Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? Samaham Sarvabhutana. I am equal to everyone. Krishna gives in charity that praying equal to Radharani's praying. Radha Sama Prema Krishna. Krishna is giving charity. Kore Dana. Kundara Mahima Yena Radhara Mahima Kundara Madhuri Yena Radhara Madhurima. This kund is just as glorious as Srimati Radharani, and the sweetness of this kund is just as sweet, Madhurima, as Srimati Radhika. So singing all these prayers, Mahaprabhu revealed Radhakund and Chamagund to the world. And you can open up your Chaitanya Charitamrita and you can learn all these prayers. They're very, very, very so, I think we went over time, but anyway, we'll put our voice to rest here. But we have with us two books. One is Braj Lila, which is not formal writing. It's a transcription of some seminars I gave in Mayapur on Braj Lila. So it's not formal writing, it's the way I talk, that's the way the book is. And then we also have Madhurya Kadambini, by Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, who describes the whole process of bhakti from shraddha to praying. So these books are available. We're trying to collect some donations to, we have, everybody's seen our beautiful Brindakund, but we're missing a nice prasad hall when it's too hot, or when it's raining we have no prasad hall, so we want to build a prasad hall. So we ask small donation, 400 rupees for Braj Lila and 200 rupees for Madhurya Kadambini, and I'm also here to sign if anybody wants to sign. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Radhe.
Anybody wants some books, you can see my grand direction, and we're here to sign.